Welcome back to Sort of Sophisticated, the podcast where we try to sound smarter than a fifth grader. But I don't think we actually are smarter than fifth graders. I'm Pete, and with me as always is Amanda.
Hello.
Wait, let's do that. Let's actually take the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader test. Do you want to do that?
I will absolutely ask you questions.
Do you want to take the... Why can't I ask you questions?
No, because you're the one who said that you don't think we actually are. So let's test it.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I think I might be smarter than a fifth grader.
Let's hope so.
Okay, ChatGPT that right now. Let's go. I want you to ask me some questions.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. We're taking this test, people. We're checking this out. Okay. Amanda is loading me up, ready to go.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, question number one. Dun, 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 dun. What is the smallest prime number?
The smallest prime number?
Yep.
Two.
Good job.
Yes.
I knew that one.
One for one? Yeah, math major. Okay.
Question two.
Yeah, okay. This is fun.
Which U.S. state is the Grand Canyon located in?
Wow. Arizona.
Wow, okay.
I'm two for two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question three.
Okay. One more and I don't fail. One more, I'm three for five.
I guess so.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, go.
How many legs does a spider have?
Whoa. A spider has eight legs.
Bueno.
Yes. Very good.
Which of the following is a preposition? A, run. Mm-hmm. B, under. Mm-hmm. C, blue. Mm-hmm. D, he.
All the above? I will go with B, under, final answer.
Good job.
Four for five.
I probably would have got that one wrong.
Let's go.
Alrighty.
What?
Question number five.
Last one. Let's go.
What document begins with the words, we the people?
Well, I mean, I know it's the Declaration of Independence or the U.S. Constitution, but I don't know which one.
Which one?
Oh, my God. Order for review. Declaration of Independence.
The U.S. Constitution.
Ah, I'm stupid. Okay, fine. I got an 80%.
Fair.
I'm as smart as a fifth grader. Okay.
Okay, but hold on.
What?
Redo.
What? Bonus question?
Okay. Ready? What gas do plants absorb from the atmosphere during photosynthesis?
Let's go with carbon dioxide,
good
people.
Good job.
Why am I doing more?
Because this is fun.
Oh, my God. Wait. How many more am I going to do?
Which word is an example of a conjunction?
Conjunction, function, and, but.
Wow. Good job.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you multiple choice on that one, too.
Okay. Let's go. You got, how many more do you got?
Okay. One more.
You're gonna
get this one.
One more.
Which
make a hard one. Is there a hard one? Like, look for a hard one.
No, like, so there's two left. So, who was the first president of the United States?
Washington.
Yeah, see, that one's easy. Yeah. Okay, which continent is the Sahara Desert located in?
Sahara Desert is in Africa.
Good job. Yeah. All right. We're going to go with you're smarter than a fifth grader.
Yeah, I thought I was going to suck at that, but apparently I don't suck at that. Can we introduce the topic today, finally?
Absolutely.
Now that we know that we're both smarter than fifth graders. Okay, topic today is officially titled From FOMO to Fulfillment. Amanda, do you know what FOMO means? Speaking of, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Fear of missing out.
Yes. From FOMO to Fulfillment, how volunteering changes you.
Huh.
Right.
Okay.
And the whole idea is that we're going to unpack the real reasons why people volunteer and all the benefits that come from doing it. I got the idea, Amanda. I was inspired because I was invited by a colleague of mine to something called the Points of Light Conference. I can tell by your face you've never heard of this.
Nope.
No. In New Orleans, coming up here in like the first week of June. I guess it's pretty massive. I hadn't heard of it either. It's a national event that has like a bunch of nonprofits, government officials, business leaders, civic leaders from all over the United States, sometimes even like internationally people. It's like a big deal. I looked this up online. And the idea is that, let me quote from their website, it's designed to empower social impact professionals. Apparently that's supposed to be me. I'm like a social impact professional. I don't believe that for a second. By providing resources, inspiration, and actionable strategies to enhance volunteering and civic engagement across our communities nationwide. Attendees can expect over 70 workshops, main stage events, and networking opportunities that address current challenges and opportunities in the social sector. Bam!
Sounds awesome. So are you actually going to go?
I can't go.
Why?
Because I have a graduation party for a dear friend, and I cannot miss it.
I mean, maybe you could. I'm just kidding.
I could, but I mean, not for the Points of Light Conference. Okay. Let's be honest. I'm not really a social impact professional.
Fair. You know what I mean? Okay.
But I could go maybe in a year or two because it's coming to Los Angeles.
Oh,
I looked it up.
More doable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like it's in, where was that? What did I say? It's in New Orleans this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. In 2 years, next year it's in Washington, D.C. And then it's in Long Beach, downtown.
Do you need like an invite to this thing?
DTLB, downtown. Yeah, you need to be invited to this thing.
But you already got invited.
I got invited through a friend, like through a community that I, you know, because, you know.
Great. So you had to just make sure you're invited in 2 years.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
that is correct. Okay. Anyway.
Pinboard.
So, Right. My point of all this is that got me thinking about volunteering in general. And like, we don't do a lot of stuff on this podcast for like volunteering and like philanthropy. We did the one episode on World Kindness Day. Yeah, with like Lady Gaga. Like, well, we had some stuff.
We had some stuff that we were like,
we sort of like promoted. Yeah, we did. So like, I thought it was a good spotlight episode.
Okay.
It's one of those standalone episodes. Fair. Right. So then I figured I could like work off of all your years and years and years.
Oh dear. Yeah.
Of volunteering experience.
How we met.
Because you've been basically doing it since birth. And yes, that is a fun fact. That is exactly how we met. Yeah. Look at that. All those years ago, you were just a baby.
I was.
And now you have babies.
I do.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Now they're playing soccer.
And?
Very well.
And you're volunteering. Full circle. Right. Since you do all the volunteering, I think maybe you should be the one to tell us like how volunteering makes us cultured and curious, like the whole tagline that we have to go over every week.
Do I need to?
You do. Oh. Because I don't know why. So I figured you would just be able to like riff.
I mean, I guess we could just say,
riff it.
If I never volunteered, I never would have met you. So there you go. Everyone should volunteer.
Oh my God. I think that was the sweetest thing ever.
Aww.
Answer the question seriously.
Okay. Well, I don't.
You always make me answer it. Really answer know. The damn question, Amanda.
You're so crazy. I don't really know. I mean, I guess I'll tell you from my personal perspective. Volunteering has kind of always forced me out of my own bubble. So in many ways, it's shaped who I am. I've met many different kinds of people and I learned about so many things or causes that I never knew really existed. And I think it really changed my perspective.
Oh my God. That is what our whole podcast is about.
Yeah. Being cultured and curious. Learning a new perspective.
Why wasn't this like our second? So we should have done one on self-awareness and then we should have done one on volunteering.
It's true.
Boom.
I mean, like being cultured is not just all about learning about French wine or obscure jazz records.
No, I mean, they're all
great things. Right. But it does also include stuff like this.
I want to learn about French wine. Have we done French wine? Eric didn't really go over French wine.
No, not horribly.
Okay. Mark that down. French wine.
We should probably do the French wine when we go to the French restaurant that he told us we should go
to. Okay. Let's do that. Anyways. And then we can get some French bread and some French fries and some French wine.
Fair.
Okay.
Fair,
and French dressing.
Fair.
Yeah. Okay.
But like being cultured is also about having empathy and being excellent to people. And sometimes just being the person that shows up all the time. Right. With nothing. Like expecting nothing. So I think that's what brings true sophistication around.
Total mic drop, dude. True sophistication. Empathy and sophistication, people. Volunteer. Let's go. We gotta do word of the day. We haven't done word of the day.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
You got it?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. Word of the day today is invective.
Invective?
Invective.
Like in and vector?
Like in
so like
and vector.
Toward a straight line? Like to go toward something? Like, right? You're going for it.
Okay. Not even close. No.
I tried.
Invective is...
Sound like it's an adjective of invector.
Okay. Toward a vector. Okay. How about harsh, abusive, or venomous language? Invective.
Huh.
It comes from the Latin root, because I know you love this.
I do.
Vehere. To carry or convey. So like... carrying words to someone or bringing words against someone
that are harsh
and venomous.
And you want to tie that into an episode of volunteering where you're supposed to be selfless and kind.
Yes, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to make these hard to tie in.
All right,
that's what we're going to do.
Okay I guess we'll see.
So
I mean, it's true because you've been invective for like all the episodes we've recorded. Does that work?
Like all of them? That works. And technically...
Does it count?
new rule. You have to wait like 1 minute after we say the word before we use it. Okay.
Fine.
Quick history. Can we do... Can I... You know what? Wait. Not even quick history. Can I table of contents this?
Yeah.
Sometimes we need table of contents in our episodes. Like, it's important.
I mean, realistically, we should make them chapters.
We got to lay some groundwork here, people. Okay. So I figure we go through like how it all starts, like why we feel the need that we have to volunteer in the first place. That's a good starting point, right?
Okay.
There's not like this massive history of volunteering, right? Then maybe we do how it changes us. That's like the next good part, I think. So that's sort of where my brain was going when I was trying to like put this whole episode together. Because I'm assuming like volunteering at some point makes us a better person. I don't know. I don't know that for sure, but I'm assuming you know that. From, you know, experience.
I mean, it does change you.
Years and years of experience. Okay. Then we can do some unexpected benefits, maybe, that like, you know, people don't always think about. And then close it out with some tips on how we start.
Let's do it.
Okay. Beautiful. I'll start. Then we can just like flip-flop sections or something. Yeah. Okay. I'm ripping the Band-Aid here. Most people don't just randomly start volunteering, like, because they have some saintly desire to, like, heal the world. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Then how do most people fall into it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Except you, because you're awesome and you always want to heal the world.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but
okay, Michael Jackson, settle down over there. Wait, I have an idea.
What?
No, I'm sorry. It's a lot. It just happens. It pops into my head. Why don't you share your story on how you got into volunteering and what you volunteered for, so people like have an idea of sort of your whole journey up to now, and then maybe randomly I'll do mine, and then we'll start this episode.
I thought you were just gonna tell me like why most people don't volunteer on their
own. I'm thinking like people should sort of know like what you volunteered for and then maybe what I volunteered for. So then it's like, okay, they have some history of who we are.
Okay. Well, okay. In all fairness, I probably got into college just because I volunteered so much. Wow. So there's that.
Okay.
I think a lot of it came from very much encouragement from my mom to go do good in the world. And so in high school, I would visit elderly homes and we would bring different like trinkets for every season. So like for spring, we would like hand wrap, you know, the flower pens. And
you're 1 minute into this and you're already outdoing me. I love this.
No,
go ahead.
Yeah. Outdoing you. But okay. That's kind of where it all started, and getting to know people and learning their story was fascinating to me. And so that kind of like perpetuated more volunteering, and then it flowed into being like a counselor at church for littles, like junior high kids, and it was great. And then in college, how we met, the biggest one where all of that like micro volunteering turned into something bigger was when Trent decided to help Drew coach the soccer team for little boys. U9, right? When U8, U9?
Jeez, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
And we were like, well, how can we help? Do you guys need any more help? And then it was like, hey, do you want to be on the board? And, you know, my 22-year-old self was like, sure, why not?
God, you were 22 years
and
old.
And ended up on the board. And that was crazy ride.
Yeah, that was. And that is where you met me.
That is where I met you. Yep.
So and this is really mom who started this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah. She said,
are you a tiger mom? Are you making your girl, will you do the same thing or no, not necessarily?
So they're actually starting this past Christmas.
Yeah.
They made, like little snow globes that we dropped off at elderly homes.
Oh my God.
But the girls actually want to go and like visit with them, so we just have to find, I mean, and with COVID and everything, it was hard, so we just have to find places that'll actually let them go and sit with the residents and, you know, develop a relationship.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Do you still volunteer?
Yeah, I mean, I volunteered at my girl's school for like a full-time position.
Wow. And I think you also volunteer at some podcast called Sort of Sophisticated.
I mean, but now full circle, we're doing soccer again. So there's that for volunteering. I help with the Girl Scouts, the troop. I mean, there's a lot of ways that you can volunteer.
Right.
It's
so
not just all, you know,
here is
structured.
This is the answer to the question then. Like why people start volunteering in the first place. You just nailed it. Because of their kids.
Oh.
Done. Hmm. That's what it is.
That makes sense.
So you have a different, like journey. Like my journey is, my mom and dad didn't make me volunteer. I mean, I had to volunteer for high school for whatever, 40 hours over 4 years. It wasn't a lot, and they didn't really demand it. Like, my parents were like, yeah, just get it done. So it was, Gabby was pregnant. And I just remember we were thinking of Catholic schools, and it started to matter.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, I got to get involved in my church because I don't want to be the guy that can't get my daughter into a Catholic school because I'm not involved in church. So super selfish, super bullshit.
But you did it.
That all snowballed. Absolutely. Then I started being in charge of more shit at my church. Yeah. Like, I was the altar server coordinator and helped a bunch of the kids like learn how to help with mass. I don't know if you've ever been to a Catholic mass. Yeah. They have like all these kids that like help do stuff and like prepare the altar. And then got involved in like basically everything in my church for a while. Like I was sort of, like,
I mean, church is one of those places that sucks you involved. In. Cause like we got involved too.
Yeah.
And then we ended up helping to launch another campus.
But the problem is that
you volunteer for everything.
Because you don't know, but you're right. Because you're young and you're like, okay, oh, I raise my hand. And then you realize like every time you raise your hand, you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then I learned that. And then like my kids got it. And then it was sports. Then it was lacrosse, basketball, soccer, everything, right? That's when you met me. And like I was still doing some church, but most of it was like all sports related coaching.
Yeah.
Every one of my children, it was insane. And then ended up at their school taking over the parent advisory board. So I was the head, we called it the PAB at the time. It's kind of like the PTA.
Okay.
Right. So I managed like the school administration and the principal and then parents. And I was like the liaison between making sure everything was working. And that was a lot. And I was losing my mind. And it was a lot with four kids. And then I ran the Oktoberfest
at
And then Gabby sort of looked at me and said, what the hell are you doing? And I said, at least I'm not getting drunk at a bar somewhere, right? Like, I mean,
you opened this episode saying that you don't volunteer a lot, but I think we all just heard how much you actually volunteer, which is like another full-time job.
Yeah, no, it was. So I had to rethink some things.
I mean,
because I got on, I was like on the volunteering train.
Yeah, but when you go
for like 20
hard
years,
on something, you yes. go hard. Like,
yeah, it was a lot.
I don't know if I would expect anything less
yeah,
from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if it really matters why you started. I think the most important thing is that you started.
Oh my God, you're too kind. You know what you are? You're the opposite of invective right now. I think you're going. Oh, I think you're going overboard to not make me use the word. Okay.
No, but I mean it's true.
But
though,
secretly, I just was able to use the word because yeah, that did work true, appropriately.
It did. Okay, it did. Okay, sorry. Fine. So yeah. you win. So you win. Yeah. But I do think like it's important. Like even if you're just doing it to put on a college application, you're doing it, and that's half the battle.
It totally is. Whatever gets you there, like it just gets you there, man. The point is, we usually start by pretending we're doing it for somebody else, but if we stick with it long enough, we start to shift our perspective and realize how meaningful it actually is. And then we really are doing it for somebody else. And then that sort of like weird little selfish part starts to go away a little bit, and we start to get on the right track.
I mean, it's kind of one of those things in your adult life, right? Where it's more about the effort that you put in rather than what the output that you're getting. Like nobody really cares if you're good at it. They just want to know that you're going to be there and that you're going to show up and that they can count
oh my God.
On you.
99%
and like, there's no pressure to be great. And it's like that tiny shift that you're talking about from showing up because you feel obligated to showing up because it feels right. Right. And that's kind of like the beginning of something sneaky and real and deeper than
you. Oh my God.
You.
Exactly. That is perfect segue to the
For
next
what?
Thing we got to talk about.
Oh.
So here's where we get real, because okay. now we're going to talk about what changes you, right? Once you volunteer a few times, like you said, something starts to shift. And it all starts with your sense of time. Something crazy happens. Like you're more aware of being in the moment and less concerned about finishing like your quote unquote shift. You start noticing people way more. And I think like the biggest one for me anyway, I started to realize that like I was in this main character. Ruth always says main character, dad, and you're so main character, right? Like it's all about you. Like that's what I was doing. I was main charactering my volunteering, and that started to go away. And I started realizing, holy shit, I actually want to like hang out and be around these people and help these people, right? Totally.
I mean, there's like this weird thing that like your ego gets deflated, I feel like.
Yes.
And like things start to happen.
Yes, sort of
your
quietly.
Heart changes.
Yes.
It's a whole thing. So whatever the opposite of an ego boost is kind of, I think, what happens when you volunteer.
I don't even, whatever.
I don't know.
What is
an
it?
Ego buster. I don't know.
Yes. An ego. We'll call it an ego buster. Thank you very much.
But it's not humiliating. It's like liberating, right? It's something that you find pride in and joy. And then you start to realize how many people are just going about their day carrying their shit and like all of life's burdens and how it barely takes any effort just to make someone's life a little better.
I know.
Very simply.
Yes. And weirdly, by making their day better, you start to feel better.
Yes.
It's you know what it is? It's the circle of life.
You're so dumb, but exactly. But there's also empathy. Did you know that people who volunteer on a regular basis have higher levels of empathy and emotional regulation than people who don't?
First of all, no. Who's supposed to know that? Why am I
mean,
supposed to know
it's a random
that?
Fun fact that everyone should kind of
okay.
know.
Second, are you telling me if I started volunteering again, maybe I wouldn't be so invective all the time?
Well
boom,
played.
Boom,
well played.
Boom. That's
actually
like,
used. I mean,
it's like five in a row.
You're just showing off
okay.
now. So,
I know. Okay.
But in order for it to have like actually been effective, you'd have to have volunteered for like 30 years before that started happening.
Ooh. So that now, like again, you were now you're being invective. This is the easiest. This is the
it's
easiest
true.
Word
it's
ever.
True.
Okay. Okay. So another thing I'd say that changes when you volunteer is your quote unquote people, like your community, the people you surround yourself with. It starts getting
well,
a little.
You've heard that phrase of like you surround yourself with the people
yes.
who are most like you. So
yes.
if you're an asshole, you surround yourself
Except
with assholes.
That. Thank you very much.
But
That's
like if
my
you're
life.
Volunteering a lot,
right.
you start. You know,
yes,
including yourself in the volunteering
you
community.
Get out of the small little weird clique of all the like-minded people, you start yeah. getting a little bigger, and that starts helping you being more tolerant, more accepting, like you said at the beginning, like changes your perspective.
It does.
Like
it
all shit
does.
I'm terrible at, but that's the whole point, right?
Correct. So I don't want to put words in your mouth or anything, but I think the point we're trying to make here is that volunteering helps you realize that you matter, right? It's validation without the vanity part.
TM.
Yeah, TM what?
TM that shit right there.
What
right?
shit?
Triple V's right there.
What
volunteering equals validation minus vanity.
The way your brain works is
it's
amazing.
An equation. What do you
no,
mean?
That's, great.
That's
no,
it perfect.
Great. I love it.
Right.
I love it.
Yes.
It's amazing.
I know.
Okay.
If you really want to know how my brain works, when I said triple V's.
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Don't
started.
Ruin it. Don't ruin
okay.
it. Don't
okay.
ruin it.
Sorry.
Don't ruin it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll just leave it there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so here's where we're going to do the weird, unexpected benefits of volunteering.
Yes.
That you don't always
Let's
think
go.
About right away.
Go.
Because
I'm ready.
Whether you know it or not, once you've been volunteering for a little while, you start noticing the perks that no one told you about. And I think they're pretty cool.
Lay them on me, sister.
I mean, there's not like a specific order.
Okay.
So I'm just going to kind of.
I'm not asking for an
fine?
Order,
okay.
right? Like, listen. If we're smarter than fifth graders, we don't need an order. Okay. Let's just go.
Okay. Well, I guess one thing would be is that you don't even know it, but you're kind of like accidentally leveling up on your resume. So I signed up.
Oh my
up
God.
To help.
You and the resume, right?
Well, it's always, I mean,
you're always worried about the damn resume. You're leveling up the resume.
Sometimes you just like, if you're going to do it, you might as well put it somewhere,
okay,
right?
Okay, you're right.
Get a little credit for
you're
it. Right. Gold star.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, so sometimes when you sign up for something, you'll sign up for like a little thing and then it'll go to a bigger thing. I guess an example, you like examples, is kind of how I signed up for the whole soccer thing. Right?
Yes.
I just signed up to be a team mom. And then somehow, then you start doing a website and then you start all of their graphics and then you're on the board and then you're running
you're
a program.
In charge of all fiscal responsibilities. I know how it works with
you. Find somebody who's embezzling money. Yeah. I mean, it is resume builder. I can say I found somebody who
embezzled. It gets you jobs, people. Let's go.
$5 million now. I can go audit anybody. Here we go.
I don't want to go to jail. Don't be talking about that on this.
I mean, you're not embezzling, but you know,
okay,
if you were, I'd find it.
Okay.
A second big one,
what?
I guess, would be like leadership.
Leadership.
So, yes. So when I was at the girls' school, I ended up being thrown into the foundation fundraising chair, and I had to command all of these moms on how we were going to be raising money and telling them what to do. And they each had a job, very specific. And I had to manage all the timelines. We had to put on a gala, like all of these things.
You had to do a gala?
And we had to make sure it ran smoothly.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is that because you're just like super type A and all the rest of the moms were type B? Or is that like you
probably
out-aid the rest of the A moms?
I mean, I think it's one of those things like once you start volunteering, you try to use the gifts that you have.
Yeah.
And I think people recognize that where they go, oh shit, that person's actually good at it. Let's give it to them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it snowballs. So either you take that baton and run with it.
Right.
Or you say, nah, just kidding.
Do you know what I think? I think you would win on Survivor. Have you heard of, you know, Survivor?
I probably would.
Yeah.
I mean, funny story.
What?
A lot of our friends say that if there was ever like a zombie apocalypse, they would try to get to our house.
Yeah.
Because I would make sure we all survived.
Yeah. No, I'm getting that feeling. I'm getting the feeling of unintended leadership from Amanda Houston.
It's true.
That's sort
like
of,
you just
that's
get thrown into the position,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You
into the deep end and you go. Yes, you've done that your whole life. I love that. That's a good one.
But like sometimes when you go in the deep end, now you're like, I guess number three would be a good one, would be crisis management, right?
That's how you live your life. Thank you very much.
It is, all the time. And like emotional regulation.
Woo.
I honestly don't know why businesses don't just throw people into a church pancake breakfast and see who survives so they can vet the people before they hire them. Because I think it's like a reasonable test to see if they're normal individuals or, you know.
Or maybe psychopaths.
Yeah.
Right. That makes a lot of sense, actually, when you think about it. Like, I think that's probably the only test that I would need to do. I interview people for like 2 or 3 hours at a time. And I still can't.
Anybody can up-talk themselves.
Right, exactly.
Right?
But
when
if you
see them working with other people.
Exactly, yes. Absolutely.
At a job that's not like the best.
Right.
Right.
You get a sense of their real character. Like, oh my God. So that happens to me at the Oktoberfest every year when I'm dealing with new volunteers. Like, well, you
volunteered there too.
Yes. Thank you very much. You did. Right. So what do I do? I have like,
we were gang captains.
30 people, 40 people that I manage.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. You sort of figure out if they can survive under that pressure, and that's who you want to work with.
Yeah. You want the people who.
Okay. That was kind of a genius.
Are chameleons.
That is a genius hack. On like, we have to figure out how to bring that into the workplace better and without making it show offable. Like, we don't want to just be like, because everybody, of course, could put on their resume like, oh, I volunteered for this and this. But really what you want to see is how they volunteered. Like, you want to
what
see
position.
It in action.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Like, we could record people. Okay, I think we're on to something.
Or you hire them and then you go do a volunteer thing within their 90-day hiring window.
Right. Say, this is a requirement. Right. Within 90 days, we're going to watch you volunteer. Done and done. Perfect. TM. We just TM that. Okay, let's go.
I hope you're keeping like a journal.
What, are we moving on TMs? Or you got any other weird sort of benefits that we don't know about?
I mean, the only other benefit that I could probably think of, and it may be the best one.
The best benefit? You saved the best benefit for last? You said no particular order.
I mean, I didn't save it for last, but I just, it's one that I think is really
important. That's how your
important.
Brain works. Okay, go.
Free networking.
Free now, of course.
Yeah, I don't mean handing out your business cards or anything like that because that's just weird.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially in this day and age
real,
when you don't need one.
It's true. Just tap.
Right.
But having real conversations with real people, like volunteering puts you in contact with so many people you would never meet otherwise, all different walks of life, right? All different social statuses.
Yes.
Or you have CEOs, you have retirees, you have blue collar, white collar, different industries, like everybody and anybody can be at this one volunteering place that you're at. And if you let your defenses down, like you don't have to always look polished because you're not at work. You actually will have deeper conversations and hopefully be more authentic with people. And that way they can learn the real you faster. And
that is a total networking hack. That is the hack of all hacks. I love that one.
Well, then become friends. And then it develops into how you said now you're with your community of volunteers.
Yes. Right. Okay. Also, I think it fits in here too. Like you said earlier, like you figure out what you're good at, like volunteering, like when you're right. That's a good place to test the waters is like, I suck at like working with little kids. Like I thought I'd be great at it. And then I was like, oh my God, like I don't want to do this job. Like not good. So I started realizing type A, organizer, common cause. And that's how I ended up at the Oktoberfest dealing with more adults and sort of moving things along that way. Cause my natural gift started coming out and I was pushing too hard in one direction or another. So like volunteering helps you see what you're good at in a less threatening environment.
Yep.
Cause at work you have to pretend you're good at everything. Volunteering, you don't have to pretend. You try something out, you don't like it.
I mean,
it,
I would argue maybe at work you don't always have to pretend like you're good at everything.
Sorry.
But I get your point of like
you're always trying to look
good.
Facade. Yes, you're trying to look good. Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole beautiful chaos, right? Of volunteering.
Oh, it is.
In general.
It's insane.
You try stuff, you fail. Nobody's really keeping score unless it's me, then maybe I am. I'm just kidding.
You know what? A shout out to Mark Twain episode that just dropped, right? You try stuff, you fail. Oh. That was his whole life, except he was actually trying to do it with money instead of volunteering, right?
Yes,
right. Okay.
Yes. He wasn't, his heart wasn't in the right place with that
not
one.
Not at all.
Okay.
No, nor was his mustache. Okay. So by now, let's hope we pretty much convinced you that volunteering is low-key the best identity crisis fix out there, like we said. But now we got to talk about how you actually do it, Amanda. Like, how do we start? I know, like, we told our stories on what we started and how we started. But, like, give us a place to start for people who feel overwhelmed just to dip their toe in the water. Like, where would we even go?
I mean, you do baby steps, duh.
Baby. Let's do a baby step.
Maybe start by picking something you don't hate.
Something you don't hate. It's that simple?
I think so. You got to, like, the bar is pretty low.
Okay.
Or even you got to set it low, right?
Example me.
I mean, if you don't like animals, don't sign up to go to the Humane Society.
Oh, my God. Who would want to pick up poop?
I mean, the people who love animals.
Wow. Okay.
See, so not you. It's not your thing.
Okay, good. Solid.
If you don't like picking up trash, don't go do a beach cleanup.
How am I supposed to know what I like?
I mean, it's pretty easy. We run through the options, and if your brain goes, no, maybe that's a good place to start.
I don't know, but if I've never tried it before, maybe I would like going to the beach and picking up. Okay, trial and error.
But that could take a while. And I guess over the years, I've maybe hacked it a little bit, but I think it's...
Oh, really? You have another hack?
Well,
I would have never expected that.
Like, I just think if you had to boil down to two questions, like you could ask yourself... In order to get moving in the right direction.
I want these questions. I want the hack. Amanda, give me the hack. I need the hack.
You're so crazy.
What?
One would be, like, what kind of people or causes do you feel naturally drawn to or have the same perspective of? So an example, kind of like nature, animals, kids, stuff like that, church.
Okay.
Right? Like,
yep.
Okay. So then once you kind of figure out your ism,
okay,
or your thing that you're into,
yep,
then what environments energize you? Do you like busy ones, one-on-one?
Busy.
Do you like, so you want like lots of action going on,
yeah,
right?
I'm busy.
You don't want to be the behind the scenes
I'm busy. I'm nature.
Do you like busy and you
like
nature?
Busy and nature. Let's go. What do I do? Trail cleanup.
No, you should lead a Boy Scout troop.
But I don't like kids.
Well, then never mind.
I'm trail cleaning up. I'm going to meet 20 of my friends, and I'm going to try. I don't know if I don't want to clean up trash, but I like nature and I like busy.
Okay, fair. Try it.
Does that work?
Yeah.
That's a start.
Can you start by like the off ramp off of like Tustin and Lincoln for me so I can just like.
That's funny that you said
like
that.
Crap.
But so interesting you say that because Amanda, a lot of times I think I see those folks from the penitentiary out there like cleaning up the trash on the side of the freeway. I wouldn't mind volunteering doing that job. I mean, I know they're not volunteering to do a job. I understand what they're doing there. I get it. It's, what do you call it? Indentured service, forced labor. Did I say that out loud? Sorry, America. Okay. But my point being, I would do that. That actually seems interesting to me. That's crazy.
I'm sure that there's actually one.
I might go do this.
There is, well.
What?
It's not really about trash, but.
What?
It is in like San Diego area.
Yeah.
No, maybe it's not San Diego. Maybe Central Coast. Anyway, somewhere on our coast.
Mm-hmm.
You go and you actually pick urchins out of the ocean because they're ruining the ecosystem because they're not native.
Oh. Oh, okay.
You literally,
they're feral. We got feral urchins running up and down the coast. This is crazy.
And then you can eat them.
People, look at how sophisticated we are. You learn everything on this podcast.
But
let's go.
The whole point is that there's tons of ways to volunteer.
There is.
And
tons.
Ways that seem so abstract, like going to take urchins.
Right.
Come on.
I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
So moral of the story, I guess, is that half the battle is getting off your butt and just doing it.
Oh, I got to get off my butt. All right. Were you being invective right there?
I was
not.
Was
that you being?
No, no,
were
no.
You call, were you saying for me or were you saying collectively
general,
us?
Collective we.
Okay,
because
got it.
A lot of times you're going to sit there and you're going to Google and you're going to like try to figure out what you want to do. And then maybe you'll go down a rabbit hole and then you actually don't ever get to doing it.
Why do I feel like sometimes you go right into my brain and you know exactly what I'm thinking? I love it. I know. Okay, fine.
As we were talking about that, just that there's volunteer positions everywhere that we don't really think of. I mean, normal places we think of, right? Schools, PTAs, they're always looking for something to help with. Yes. Like your church, right? They're always looking for volunteers, food banks.
Easy place to start.
Yes. Yeah. Like things that you could just say, hi, I like to do whatever it is for this day. And I'm sure they will plug you in. You can also, I mean, go to like feedingamerica.org or just Googling your city plus a food bank, right? If you wanted to go serve meals, there's just always something. So you just got to kind of feel what your heart gets excited for.
Love it.
Habitat for Humanity.
Shout out to Jimmy Carter. Yeah. Let's go.
That was another place that you can volunteer.
Rip.
Oh, yes. Poor Jimmy Carter.
But yes, he basically single-handedly handled that, Shan. Well, I mean, he didn't create it, but you know, yeah.
But that's
awesome.
The thing of... people start something and it carries on a legacy.
Okay. So no idea where to go. No idea what I want to do. I'm level one. I'm just going to sit at my computer and Google. What do I Google?
Well, if you're just generally Googling.
Give me five.
Volunteermatch.org.
Volunteermatch.org.
Yes.
Okay.
Idealist.org.
Okay.
I guess maybe the Point of Light one that you talked about at the beginning.
Oh, totally.
Episode.
Yes. I didn't even know that shit existed.
I don't know much about it, but
yes. They have a website that could handle everything. Yes.
Catchafire.org.
Catchafire.org?
Yeah. So this one's actually
unique. That sounds like getting like an STD or something. I have to check catchafire.org to see if I'm okay.
But it uses your professional skills remotely. So it's kind of a cool one. Like it's unique.
Oh. Yeah. So like our podcasting prowess, we could like use and volunteer our time.
Yes, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, that's kind of a cool one.
And then one for you specifically, volunteer.gov. It's like for the state, national parks.
I'm in.
Stuff like that. So you can go do cleanups.
Okay, so I am clicking on volunteer.gov after this.
You are.
Searching it up and starting. Thanks for pulling that all together real quick. That was good. Because I always get a little overwhelmed. So I wanted listeners to sort of get the vibe of like how easy this is to go do.
Yeah, so I mean, if you can't pick what you want to do, go to a website, see what the options are.
Just search it up, dude. Yeah. You got anything else or can we do fun facts?
We can always do fun facts. But do you really have fun facts about volunteering?
Do I have fun facts? Of course I have fun facts about volunteering.
But like last time wasn't really about fun facts, right? It was just like fun things.
Okay. I got fun facts. I got studies.
Oh, okay. So actual fun facts.
I got
okay,
volunteering okay. studies. All
I'm
right?
here for it. Let's go.
All right. Here we go. Number one. So a scientific study show that there's something we do called semi-altruism. Not just like altruism. Semi-altruism. It's just human. We can't help it. We care, but we also want to feel good while we're doing all the caring. You with me?
Yes.
Yeah. So that mix is unfortunately important because it drives most of our goodness efforts. If we didn't want to feel good, we wouldn't do it. But it keeps our volunteering and philanthropy alive in the first place. So it's sort of like, ugh, it's a necessary evil. Otherwise, we would just sit around all day long and do nothing. So even if volunteering isn't 100% selfless, it's good that we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. See, I told you I had scientific
studies. I can get on board with
that. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, did you know that volunteering increases your brain functionality?
I mean, I believe it.
Yeah. That's why you're such a genius over there.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Nice.
Maybe there's correlation.
Here we go. More science.
Just kidding.
It's scientifically proven by some tests that I made up for this fun fact, conducted by people who volunteer regularly, show better memory and cognitive function as they age. Some studies even suggest it may lower the risk of dementia. Remember we were saying how we wanted to figure out dementia? Yes, by keeping your brain socially and mentally engaged.
I love it. Let's do it.
Let's just
do it just in case.
Just because of that, right?
Even if there's like an iota.
Right.
That's true. Might as well do
so,
it.
Number three, volunteering will help you sleep better.
Really?
Yes.
Probably because you're so exhausted.
Yeah. Okay, listen to this. Volunteers report better sleep quality and feel more refreshed upon waking. Likely because it reduces stress, anxiety, and the existential question of what the hell am I doing with my life when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning staring at the ceiling.
So you're saying that it gives you purpose so you can sleep better.
It does. Oh, because, okay. Like, listen, I'll be honest. I've woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning and asked what the hell am I doing with my life. And if there's things that I know that I'm doing that are cool, then that makes all that go away a little bit. Mm. Yeah, it does.
You wake
okay.
up for different things.
Okay. Well, I wake up all the time. I'm just thinking about Gabby mostly.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. Okay, number four. Did you know that volunteers are 29% more likely to land a job than their non-volunteering friends? Shame on you, non-volunteering friends. Shame on you. According to the Corporation for National and Community Service, did you know that was a thing?
Nope, sure didn't.
Yeah. The CNCS, people who volunteer have a better shot at employment, especially those without a college degree or who are re-entering the workforce. It shows you're being conscientious and caring.
I mean, or maybe that you're able to get along with other people.
Conscientious and caring. You just learn
different skills that you don't even know you're getting.
Conscientious and caring. Okay. That's true too. Number five, it's basically cardio for your heart. Check this one out. More studies. Studies show that regular volunteering has been linked to lower blood pressure and reduced risk of heart disease, especially in adults over 50.
Huh.
Turns out kindness really is good for your heart, literally. It is. Yeah. I need to do this right now. I need to get that blood pressure.
Yeah, because you're over 50, so...
Invective.
Invective. That's not being mean or harsh at all.
Okay, the way you said it.
We're
you
didn't just say, being realist
excuse
right
me,
now.
Excuse me. You didn't say, oh, yeah, because you're over 50. You didn't say it like that. You were like, because you're over 50. And you like leaned in. I know what you were doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're saying my tone.
I'm saying you're invective, and I want $10 for this episode. Oh, okay. And finally, number five. Did you know there's such a thing as volunteerism? Volunteerism.
Like, to tour something?
Yes. Yes.
Tour your volunteerism?
Combine travel with volunteering.
Oh,
think like sea turtle conservation clever. In Costa Rica or teaching English in Thailand. It's a real thing. And yes, it absolutely boosts your cultural and sort of sophisticatedness. TM.
Going outside of your walls. Yeah. I like it.
In fact, if any of you out there are listening and have done this already, DM me. Let's talk because I want to learn how to do more of this. And that's all my fun facts today.
I can only imagine how many things there are in the world, like outside of just, you know, our little
bubble,
Southern California.
Our little bub. I know.
That there is to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very curious. Okay. Well, I officially feel guilty and also inspired.
Nice.
But before I go and sign up to save a sea turtle or move to Thailand, I think we kind of got to bring it home. So
bring it home. We're bringing it back home.
Why don't you hit us with takeaways so we can feel smarter than a fifth grader when it comes to volunteering?
All right, fine.
Okay.
I'll summarize.
Let's go.
This week, guys, we got to do real work. This is not for the faint of heart. We're not reading books or watching movies or any bullshit like that. Okay. We're going to get
off
our butts.
We're going to do it.
We're doing it.
I told you.
We're doing it. Okay. So your job this week is to pick one thing that you could say yes to. Anything. It could be super small. Help at a local event. Sign up for a charity walk. Participate in a school fundraiser. I don't give a shit what it is. Bonus points if it makes you a little uncomfortable or sweaty. Okay. Amanda.
Si, senor.
I would always tell my kids before they like got out of the car in the morning when I was dropping them off at school, do one thing today that scares you. That was my like little mantra, right? For them to like get out of their box. So that's our
try something hard.
That right.
Do
that is difficult. That is the goal this week, people. We have to get outside of our box. We're gonna do one thing today in volunteering that sort of scares us a little bit.
So interesting. Done you done. Tell your children to do something that scares you. I tell my children, smile at someone, make someone's day.
Look at
I
that.
Mean like But yours is maybe better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't
say
that.
Because scares you, stretches you, I think, a little more.
Yeah, yeah.
Than just, I know,
love that.
Day.
I love that we just had little things to tell them.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Okay. And then just remember these few things to not really be sort of sophisticated, but how about just more to be like a better human being?
I think we can all be Let's a better
do that.
Human
okay.
being.
Okay. People don't start volunteering because they're saints. They do it more so probably out of boredom, guilt, FOMO, like we said, or the therapist said, try giving back. Like totally normal. Don't worry about it, people. Just start. Two, volunteering changes you more than you think. Less ego, more empathy. You gain perspective, community, maybe a donut, and a surprising glow up in your emotional intelligence, as Amanda was telling us earlier. So sign up. Three, you don't need a plan, just a place to show up. Start small, pick your cause that you don't hate. Say yes to one Saturday morning gig and just go from there. And finally, it'll fix your bad mood faster than you think. You'll learn what you're good at when nobody's watching, and you'll be making the world a better place by doing it. No excuses. Get on it. It helps you sleep better. It lowers your heart rate. It gets you jobs. You know what it is? It's a cure for cancer. That's what it is.
All right, then. I guess that's it for our episode. As always, if you learned something new, laughed at least once, or now feel vaguely inspired to wear a name tag and stack chairs for a good cause, then we did our jobs. And if you like this episode, share it with a friend who's always looking for more purpose, but somehow still binge-watching 6 seasons of Below Deck. No judgment. We love growth and reality TV.
And people, we're basically begging you. We're begging you. Hit the follow button. Leave us a quick review. Or just scream, sort of sophisticated, out your car window the next time you're stuck in traffic. I don't give a shit. We'll take what we can get. Let's keep this thing going, people.
Well, until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and maybe go volunteer for something. Or at least pretend you did. We won't tell.
Oh my God, I'm telling.
No,
I'm telling on
no,
them.
You won't.
Why are you being so nice?
Because you won't know.